Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we start the majlis, I want to invite you to tell you that whenever you come towards a masjid, a few intentions you should make. First intention is to ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. When a person leaves his home with that intention that making ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, it's obvious that his mind is now set. His eyes are controlled, his ears are controlled, his heart are controlled. That's the first thing that he must make intention. In that way, he also makes wudu at home also. So when he has got that in mind and he walks to the masjid and makes ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, he controls his eyes and ears and everything else. Ziyarat of Allah is very important. So the most important thing, a person comes to the masjid to make ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, then all his other intentions are gone. Like he wants to go meet his friends, or miss anything else, or he's going for a business, to someone to talk to someone for business. You're not supposed to talk about business at all in the masjid. A person talks about business, you must stop him straight away and tell him if you can talk about business, there'll be no barakat in it. Once as a Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person was talking to him about business in the masjid. And that, because sometimes your mind slips away too. And one small talib ilm, a student came and told Hazrat, what you're doing now, is it correct? In a nice way, he told him. Not in a very most respected way. And Hazrat Thani was very overwhelmed with that. How nicely he spoke to him. So we have to keep that in mind. I see a lot of people now talking about business in the masjid. Now if you talk about business in the masjid, there will be no barakat. Two things you must remember when you make wudu also, you must be very careful. How your wudu is, that how your namaz is. If you make your wudu in a correct way, the namaz will be also correct. Sad to say that nowadays when you make wudu, the wudu khana, that's a place people make so much of noise. You do not yet come to make noise there. You make a wudu and quietly move. But when you make the wudu the correct way, then the effect of namaz also takes. That one of the most important things when you make wudu, you think you're preparing yourself for a very, very great ibadat. No one thinks like that, you see. Now when you think that you're going to prepare for a very great ibadat, what will you do? You make sure you take precaution how you make wudu. Respect of everything. Then that namaz is something else. Namaz like that, we all are reading, alhamdulillah. But remember that namaz Allah wants, that kind of namaz, when it goes up the sky, it must remain in the sky. You must not be thrown away from there. A lot of people read namaz. They read namaz, okay. But you see them up, sometimes they're scratching the head. They're scratching the back. Something while they read namaz, shifting the hat and everywhere. They're thinking that namaz can be accepted. No, when you sit in front of a very great person, very important person, you don't even move one bit to. You make sure that you don't do everything correctly you do. Then facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namaz is something is supposed to be performed in most, you know, with khushu and khudu. Khushu means the fear of Allah must be in your heart. Khudu means that every act that you put, like ruku, sajda, must be in the correct way. Then that namaz Allah accepts. So these few things I decided to tell you that we are making a lot of these mistakes. The wudu khana, namaz masjid also. You're not supposed to talk to anyone else. You came to talk to Allah Ta'ala. Every moment you realize at the time Allah Ta'ala will accept your dua, at that time you begin to turn away to talk to someone else, Allah Ta'ala turns away from you too. Allah must protect us from that. The meaning of servitude. Servitude is most important. What is the meaning of servitude? Total submission. Total submission. There was no such thing as a person when he submits himself to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, every command of Allah, every principle of Allah Ta'ala, you bow down towards it. You don't ask any questions. Total submission means there's no proposal from your side. The moment you make a proposal from your side, you're saying Allah Ta'ala indirectly that, Ya Allah, this is my mashura. Just imagine by saying that. Many a time people say, you know why this person passed away now? He will live another 10 years. Or some people think, why this person, he is so pious and this he lost all his business to. He's not supposed to be of that. So these kind of statements which you make, which is not correct, to say those kind of things. Because when you have total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are happy with everything that He do to you. Until, unless you not have that condition in you, 100%, that whatever condition Allah ta'ala keeps you in that condition you must be very happy. Very happy. Your business is running, you're doing very well, Next moment, under circumstances, the business goes down. In the condition that when the business is going so well, you are so happy, it's beyond. But under circumstances, Allah ta'ala took away that thing. The moment He takes away that condition of yours, then they come to realize that how are you now? When I gave you the best of it, the highest pedestal apart from you, you were so happy. Have now taken it away, have seized it. Not because there was some lack of treasure in mine. Na'udhu billah. My treasure is unlimited. But I, from the circumstances, for your own benefit, that is too. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does is for your own benefit. It's not for His benefit. He doesn't need us. We need Allah Ta'ala. Allah does not need us. So when He does that condition in you, immediately you become so happy in that condition too. You are so well, your business, your health is so good. Enjoying your health to the best, 50 years, you had, 60 years, 70 years, your health is so good, the next moment your health goes down. Allah must save us, I'm just giving examples. The moment it goes down, how is the situation of condition of Allah Ta'ala? What's your condition of Allah Ta'ala now? That 50, 60 years He gave you so much of, and now, you know, that Ayyub alayhi salam, when his beloved wife told him, why don't you make dua to Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala must give you, cure you. He said, oh, Sir Rahman, don't you know how many years Allah gave us the best of everything? Now He's taking away from you. Why must ask Allah Ta'ala? He knows what is best for us. By Him saying those things, Allah Ta'ala gave Him the best thereafter. In other words, submit yourself totally, totally in every way, how to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. The most important thing is how to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. That's the most important. Submission of all kinds. In other words, this month, that there must be no proposal of any kind. Don't give any kind of rai, you know, that this life must be like this and like that. The duty of a slave is at all times, the meaning of it, every purpose, every mile, every moment, he is very happy with Allah Ta'ala. And a person, one person who claims, that person who submits himself to Allah Ta'ala totally, Allah Ta'ala gives him everything, the best of everything. But the moment you begin to make, you know, claims to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala takes away everything then. No matter what it is, take away everything. So the duty of Muslim is at all time that he has to do this, but that total submission, and that submission gets him everything in the world. And this one, that you can't. Like you find a person, you know, you go to him and you tell him, look, I want to see your house. And I don't know what you got in your house too. And what you're going to treasure them. So that person will say, what do you want from my house? You do your own house. He throws him away. But another person says, look, I want to come and stay and work for you. I want to become your khadim. Now he becomes the khadim, then what happens thereafter? He makes sure that he takes care of you, and after some time say, no, this is the right person. He shows him the whole secret of his house too. Likewise, the king also. One person comes to the king and says, I want to know what your treasures are. What you got this in here? The king says, hey, take his ears and take him out. I don't see his face too. But another person comes to the king and look after him, says, As-salamu alaykum. The king says, yeah, what you want? You know, he's so much humble. The king says, sit down. He says, wake up. He becomes so obedient to the king, and he becomes close to the king sometimes, and then after some time, the king feels, no, this person is the right person, he's an honest person. As time goes by, everything opens in the kingdom for him. Everything in ink. After 1-2 years, the king will say, now, you know what, this person is my man. He'll do anything for me, he's so honest. Now let me show him all the best of that. That the king has to do that to him, then what happens? Everything is open. That is how we have support Allah Ta'ala. That's how Allah Ta'ala. If we give ourselves to Allah Ta'ala the way Allah Ta'ala wants us to do that thing, then everything Allah Ta'ala opens for us. But if you do not give yourself, like today we are like this, We pick and choose. We enjoy this, we do it. We don't enjoy this, do it. This morning, one lady sends me a message, you know. My husband is so pious and this, and she prays, and next day she's coming down too.
In other words, what happens, he's very pious one side, another side running down to. In other words, what he likes to do, he do. What he does not like to do, he does not do. And the law of Allah Ta'ala is not what you like, it's what Allah likes. Everything that you must know this much when you do something is not my liking anymore. It's his liking. He must like it what I like. His liking is my like. His desire is my desire. I do not have any more desires. Must be that condition of a person, that his desires must be always Allah's desire. If he has that kind of condition, then automatically you find this much that he will always be bowing down to every command of Allah. And once you bow down to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala opens all the days for you. You know, all kinds of things Allah ta'ala opens for you. But you do not wait for those things. No man will do anything for a motive. We are doing things for motive. If I do this, I'll get that. If you are doing that, that's like a business of Allah ta'ala. No. Allah gives me, alhamdulillah. Does not give me, alhamdulillah. That's not my motive. My motive is his pleasure. My motive is his pleasure. How to keep Allah happy? He wants to keep me in that condition. I am happy with that. Everything that he looks at it, that's how Allah ta'ala must keep his condition, is his pleasure. Then you find that day and night, whatever you do, the sign of Allah ta'ala, day and night, Allah ta'ala gives all kind of peace. Today you notice this much, that you find people, just that they choose and choose. But if you begin to think that the doctor, you go to the doctor, tell the doctor, doctor, you know, you're eating this thing here, but if you don't keep away from this, it's not going to help you. See, doctor, I can't do without that. I can't do without this thing, I can't do without that. How today, a person with sugar in him, he eat more sugar this way. You can't do without it. Then you expect to get well. So likewise, we have a condition that today of this kind. We want to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we leave certain things, we do certain things. How do you expect Allah to help you then? Allah Ta'ala, where Quran, Allah Ta'ala made it very clear, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ, that Allah made wada on that. If you keep yourself, me happy in every way of life, I will make sure of you that power that no one can overpower you. No one can overpower you. No one can overpower you. Everything is happening to us because of our own wrongdoings. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala told the Farista that time that then there was a mistake and a misunderstanding, and they fell way down. You know, when the time when a war takes place, anyone, if you're losing sight, what happens? You lose down, you feel hurt. So few seconds, a few minutes, a few days, there was a bit of misunderstanding. In that misunderstanding, the Sahabas went down. Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not sorrow and grieve. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, you'll always be victorious. But إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. The condition is إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, true iman walo. Completely true iman. What's the meaning of true iman? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Remember, iman does not mean 1 year. Iman does not mean 2 years. Iman does not mean 3 months. Iman means ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Right till you live in this world, till that day your iman must be that strong. You must not have any, you must be at one level at all times. Your iman must grow more stronger and stronger, not get weaker and weaker. Every moment you must try to make your iman stronger and stronger, not become weaker and weaker. That you do, for example, you read namaz 5 times a day for 1 year. After that you slip away. Tell me that what your iman is. That means you only read namaz for 1 year. You're supposed to be lifelong, you make dua that, oh Allah, my namaz will be, every day must be better. Till I leave this world, every act of yours that is. Now we are this kind that, we don't do anything with punctuality. Punctuality is very, consistency is the most important thing. Everyone look for karamat. Hey, what's a miracle. The biggest miracle is consistency. A person is consistent in anything, that is great karamat. No one Ali was here. South Africa, he passed away. Allah gave him Jannat. He stayed in one madrasa, one masjid for 35 years or 40 years. So the buzuk told him, Aapka barat karamat hai to. Because to stay in one place is something to talk about. So in every way of life, you've come to realize if you're consistent, especially in this way of Islam, consistent, which is the greatest thing that, don't look for people flying in the air and all. Look at the person who's consistent, like Imam during Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. When that person was leaving him, he said, what are you leaving me for? Tell me, I never seen one karamat of yours. So what did he told him? What you talking karamat? Tell me the year that you stayed 12 years with me. Did you see me doing anything against the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He said, no. What a greater karamat than that. So this is what he wanted. Consistency in every way of life. Submission to Allah Ta'ala completely. Total submission, no matter what it is, whether it's our weddings, whether our nikahs, whether our whatever businesses are, every way of life it is supposed to be according to Allah's command. You know, the world can turn, they say you can, you know, shift a mountain, but you should can't shift the iman. If you get that kind of condition in you, then you must know, alhamdulillah, you are going all the time. So this is what it is, that the question, our conditions of this kind today, that we are not consistent. We get carried away. That's why they say, you must have one sheikh, not two sheikhs. You must have one sheikh. That sheikh must take you more near to Allah Ta'ala. As long as you're closer, everyone got their kamals. But if you're going to run around everywhere, you go nowhere. You go nowhere because you don't know which way to go. You know, one person, he wanted to go, I'm talking of those days, the buzrugs are very great. He told his sheikh, I want to go now and go to meet other buzrugs. So go, you want to go, go. And he's going to think he's going to learn something new there. Now when he went to other buzrugs, they started teaching what the sheikh taught at the beginning, they're teaching all those things. Alif Ba. He's in Quran, not in Alif Ba. And what happened to him now? He's going everywhere, he's the same thing, he realized, so you get everywhere the good things, but at the wrong occasion. Straight away he came back to his sheikh and told him, so what happened? He said, you know what, I had to go backwards there, not front. So what the sheikh is, remember the sheikh will always, his relationship with murid is only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing else. Nothing else. Like one person, you know, one pious person. He got one buzruk. I won't say buzruk. You know, he got sheikh here, sitting down together. And then one day, he saw a dream. And he says that, I saw a dream. In my dream, I saw that I've got a honey in my finger. And he says, oh, very good. And that honey is very good. But Hazrat, I didn't finish the thing. Honey was in my mouth, not in your mouth. Because you had filth in the house. Your hand has some filth in it. So it was going in your mouth. So I was insincere, but you're not sincere. So sincerity is very important from two sides. That's what it is. So submission to Allah Ta'ala is so important. You have to commit yourself completely. If you don't commit yourself to Allah Ta'ala, and the only way is this month, that you have to become to remember Allah Ta'ala more and more. In any condition, you must remember Him. What is this that when you enjoy your namaz, you read namaz? You don't enjoy, you don't read namaz. You don't realize that Allah Ta'ala should put conditions you. What's the condition that you are free to make namaz, read Quran? But when you enjoy reading Quran, you read a lot. The next day, when you got so much of time, don't read Quran and don't feel like. It's not what your feeling is, but his feeling is. How he keeps you in. He wants to see you in this condition. He wants to see whether in that condition you still remember me or not. Because that condition of joy, who brought it to you? You didn't bring it yourself. Allah brought that condition. So same kind of condition Allah takes away too, to see whether you still remember in that thing. So we are of this kind that, you know, we believe in everything. We believe in everything. We believe in the hereafter, Mahazar should say. We believe in the hereafter. We believe in the Qiyamah. We believe everything. But we don't do that. We don't do those things at all. We do what suits us fine. You know, we are busy in the world now. We're busy with the world. We're with everything else. You have that belief that after death, there is death there. You have this qiyamah, everything. But you're only your belief that are. But you're not doing anything about it. Have you really thought of doing something about it? It's a very important thing, that way. Musa alayhi salam, in his zamana, Aflatun. You know Aflatun? He was a very good person. Very great person too. And some say he was a very pious person too. He was in the time of Musa alayhi salam. And he asked a lot of philosophers one question, you know. And he didn't get a good answer from anyone. And he went past, he went to everyone. And he wanted to meet Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam, one day he came and saw Musa. We did not know it was Musa alayhi salam, but he said, hey, this person look like a peygamber, full of noor on his face. Let me ask him this question, and I'm sure he won't be able to answer too. So he sat on this. Assalamu alaikum. He said, I want to know something. He says, ask me. I've asked so many this question. I didn't even got an answer. He said, what is the question? The question is this much. See, you mustn't claim. Don't ever claim. An Ali must never claim. If you claim, you must know that the Peygamber, the Nabis, they never claim. They never claim. In Musa alayhi salam himself too, when the Jadugar, the magicians came there, he never said, you start. He said, you start, not me. He never said that. So we have to also learn to not to claim. You must always say, no, I don't know. So Musa said, what is your question or answer? He said, if the bow is Asman, if the bow is Asman, and the arrow, the person who is shooting the arrow is Allah, and the meaning of shooting arrow means all the musibat coming on you, all the difficulties coming on you, all kind of calamities coming on you, all the calamities coming on you, how are you going to save yourself? A platoon asked that question. The bow and arrow. Allah Ta'ala is the arrow. And the bow, Allah Ta'ala is throwing the arrow. He said, nothing that is. Aflatun got surprised. I'm asked so many people, no one could answer. He said, nothing. He said, after all, he said, Peygamber, that Nabi is something else. He said, nothing. He said, what do you mean by that? He said, this. He said, no, what do you have to do? You know the all kind of arrows are coming on you from all sides. Sicknesses coming, calamities coming, misfortunes coming, all kind of things coming into you so much. What you going to do? You can't hide anywhere. This place would not. See, I'll go on the side of Allah Ta'ala. I'll go on the side of Allah Ta'ala. What does he mean by that? To go on the side of Allah Ta'ala, nothing. To make zikr of Allah. To make zikr of Allah. Most important, I go inside of Allah Ta'ala. Does not mean to go inside of Allah Ta'ala. The meaning of I go to the side of Allah Ta'ala means zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is on your side. Allah Ta'ala is on your side. The more zikr you make, the more zikr you make, the barakat of zikr, any kind of calamity will not harm you. I don't know if you understand that, because you know you have to taste the pudding, then only you understand. Once you begin to taste the pudding, my dear friend, then you need all other puddings to eat that one pudding. Food is no more important to you. You don't want to have any food too. You just want to make zikr all the time. And he's keeping all kind of conditions sitting to you, but you're not even worried because he and you are sitting together. All kind of calamities you're facing, but the pudding you taste after that you don't eat bhajia, biryani, nothing. That one pudding you got there, that's called zikr, zikrullah, continues you making. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'inna al-qulub. The heart can only be peace of heart, contentment can only come when you make the zikr of Allah. Money cannot bring peace of mind. Today you notice because so much of wealth, everything there, but not one person has peace of mind. No peace of heart at all. Not at all. In those days, the place was more like, you know, simplicity. Nothing at all. Small building, small house, one hut, the Buzur was staying. But the peace of contentment and heart and tranquility they had, I wish we could have the same thing too. What I'm trying to say to you is, what is that peace of heart? Zikrullah. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. We are missing out that. We got everything here. Everything, the wealth is so much. Everything, the best of bungalows you got. Best of cars you got. But everyone's heart is missing something. What is called that? Contentment. Tranquility. Peace of heart. Allah Ta'ala has given us the remedy. Allah bi zikrillahi. Tatma'innul qulub, make my zikr remember me. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Tum mujhe yaad karo, main tumhe yaad karo. The more zikr you make, I'm telling you, when you drive in a car to make zikr, walk in a malls, make zikr. You're going to buy. You're not going to waste your time in the malls. But when you walk in a mall, you make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Drive in a car to make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Everywhere you make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When a masjid, you're quiet, you make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala. If you're making continuous zikr, then Allah will not be with you. Any kind of calamity can come. Any kind of difficulties can come. Look at the Sahaba Ikram, what difficulties they underwent. That's why we can't reach them at all. They went through so much of difficulties, but that peace of mind and heart they had, Allah loved them for that. So the majlis is today is this much, that submit yourself completely. Anything you do, do it for the pleasure of Allah. Don't do it for anyone else. The pleasure of Allah Ta'ala must be the main object for you. Your business must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Coming to the masjid, pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Talking to his Muslim brother, it's the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Talking to the wife, to the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Talking to children, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Everything must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then you see that you have the, and that can only come into our lives when you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The purpose to make zikr is what? To bring conscious of Allah Ta'ala. Bring conscious. Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. Allah Ta'ala. And you get that condition in you. Once you can continue to make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala, continuously make a zikr, it gets stamped in your heart. Some people, when they passed away, Allah was being rent in from the heart. While they're passing away, Allah is making the heart. What's the reason for that? It's because they were so engrossed in that thing. Kudaka Allah hame naseeb farmaye. So once you got that condition, then will you harm anyone? Will you fight with anyone? Will you look at the wrong things? You'll always try to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Allah Ta'ala amalkin tawfiq naseeb. Wa khudahu alhamdulillah. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم عسنا عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا والقدر فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على أقدس برحمتك يا رب.